姊妹平安。
Peace to you, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹可不可以听到后面的弟兄姊妹可以听到我的声音
？Can the people in the back hear my voice?
可以吗？可以。OK， 声音够大。那个，今天我们就知道所谓的复活节。
Tonight we know is the Resurrection Day.
复活节是不是固定在某一年哪一天？是不是固定的那一天
？Do you know if the Easter fall on the same day of every year?
What's the answer?不是哈，因为按照月亮，要按照那个犹太人的日历，那么每一年可能有点的不一样。
So it's according to the moon, according to the calendar of the Jews, and so it's different on every year.
但是，耶稣基督从死里复活是一个事实。
But our Lord Jesus resurrect from death, that is a fact.
我不晓得。特别在西方，在美国人当中，你碰到复活节 Easter， 他们会说一句话，说什么话
？I don't know if you know that the Americans when they greet you on Easter, what would they say?
Happy Easter， 对不对？
复活节快乐。
为什么要快乐
？Why do you have to be happy？
因为耶稣基督从死里复活。
Because our Jesus rose from death。
我们在地上有许多的难处，有许多的艰难。
There might be many difficulties on this world.
我们中文所说的生老病苦，最后是死。
There's birth, there's death, and there's sickness, and finally, there's age, and then finally death.
我们可以说最大的难处、最大的仇敌就是死亡。
The most difficult enemy is death.
如果耶稣基督从死里复活
，If our Lord Jesus rose from death，
所有的难处神都可以解决
，All difficulties will be solved by God。
这是福音
，And this is the good news。
这是荣耀的福音
，This is the glorious good news。
那么，今天的信息里头，你会发觉一样不一样，有一点不一样。
Do you realize that today's message there's one thing that's different？
今天我。没有投影，也没有 PowerPoint， 对不对
？Today I don't have any PowerPoint。
因为我最近公司给了一个新的电脑。
Because I have a new computer lately。
然后在我电脑上看着非常的会整齐，非常的漂亮。
And in my computer is very pretty。
但是放在我们教会里头就有点不一样。
But when I take it to church, it's different。
那今天我们再回到耶稣的时代。
But today we're going to go back to the time of our Lord Jesus。
没有 high tech.
There's no high technology.
没有电脑。
There's no computer.
但是神的话还是神的话。
But the word of God is still the word of God.
但是圣灵引导带领我们今天的聚会。
May the Holy Spirit lead us in this service today.
今天我要讲的题目，我想我们在节目单上面也有，我就讲的题目是什么
？In your bulletin, there will be the message theme. And what was that?
耶稣向玛利亚显现，对不对
？Jesus appeared to Mary。
那么这个是说到复活的耶稣向玛利亚显现。
This is how Lord of Resurrection appeared to to Mary。
我们记不记得上一次五号弟兄他为我们预备了非常丰富的信息啊
？Do you remember the message by Brother Howe last week？
他讲的题目是什么
？What was his theme？
三个十字架，对不对
？The three crosses，
十字架。十字架，接下来就是耶稣的死。
And after the cross, there is the death of our Lord Jesus.
耶稣的死之后，就有耶稣从死里复活。
And after the death of our Lord Jesus, there is resurrection.
十字架在先，复活在后。
First you have the cross, and then you have the resurrection.
死亡在先。复活在后。
First you have death, and then you have resurrection.
经历复活的经历的前面，就是要经历耶稣的死。
In order to have the experience of resurrection, you must experience the death first.
耶稣从死里复活，向玛利亚显现。
And our Lord Jesus resurrect and appear to Mary.
那么我们今天来要交通一下这个关于玛利亚，玛利亚这个字是什么意思？
And first, we want to share with you what does this word Mary mean?
我们认为这个玛利亚这个字大概是非常好的一个名字。
Some may feel that this is a very good name.
我们都知道，读圣经的知道玛利亚名字意思是什么。
If you read the Bible, you should know what is the meaning of the word Mary.
有没有人知道？
Anybody know?
这个字的意思就是苦，就是痛苦的意思。
It means bitter and suffering.
那我讲到摩大拉的玛利亚，摩大拉玛利亚，我简单来讲，摩大拉玛利亚，摩大拉就是表示说，摩大拉是一个地方，一个城市。
And talk about Mary of Magdalene. Magdalene is a place at the time.
摩大拉的玛利亚，耶稣向他显现。
So Jesus appeared to Mary the Magdalene.
好像在这段的圣经里头啊，没有提到耶稣为什么向他显现。
It seems I did not mention here in this passage why Jesus appeared to Mary.
耶稣为什么向玛利亚显现？
So why did Jesus appear to Mary?
你有没有想过这个问题？
Have you thought about this question?
有个弟兄就说，认识主最短的路就是爱。
A brother said that in order to know Christ, the shortest way to know Christ is love.
我们知道玛利亚。摩大拉玛利亚，耶稣爱她。
We know that Jesus loved this Mary of Magdalene.
我们根据路加福音里头知道，她身上有七个鬼，耶稣帮她赶掉七个鬼。
From the book of John, we know that Jesus had cast out seven evil spirits from Mary.
耶稣为什么向她显现
？So why did Jesus appear to Mary?
一个弟兄讲，比如说在箴言的里头第八章讲到很简单的，爱我的我也爱他。
In Proverbs said that those who love me and I will love.
寻求我的必得寻见。
Those who seek me will find.
我们或许说，因为玛利亚的爱。
Because of Mary's love.
虽然玛利亚是那样的不完全。
Even though she's so imperfect.
像你我一样。
Just like you and I.
但她的爱，我们的主向她显现。
But with the love that our Lord appeared to her.
那么今天。我们讲这段的圣经，我只要讲到两点。
So when I talk about this passage, I have two points here.
在信息之后，我们要提到这两点。
And then we will mention these two points.
第一点就讲到，我们不要活在我们自己的里头，要活在耶稣基督的里面。
The first one, do not live in yourself, but live in Christ.
第二点，我们要寻找耶稣。
The second one, we need to seek the Lord Jesus.
不是死的耶稣
，Not the Jesus who died，
不是在坟墓里头的耶稣
，Not the Jesus who was in the tomb，
乃是寻找复活的耶稣
，But to seek the Jesus who resurrected。
什么寻找复活的耶稣
？How do you seek the Jesus who resurrected？
借着神给你我的信心
，Through the faith that God has given us。
借着神给你我的信心，要寻找从死里复活的耶稣。
By the faith that was given to us, we need to seek this Lord of resurrection。
最后，我们又看见。摩大拉玛利亚为主做了见证。
And finally, we will see that Mary of Magdalene testified for the Lord.
在第十八节就讲到，他把耶稣所跟他的说的话，他再传出去，他出去为主传福音做见证。
In verse 18, it says, "Whatever Jesus told her, he spoke to the rest of to the others."
但是我们要看这整个的转变到底在哪里
？But we need to see where the turning point is.
简单来讲，玛利亚有一个特点，她就是喜欢哭、爱哭的一个姊妹在里头。
There's a special character of Mary that she likes to weep.
我想哭并不是一件坏事。
I think weeping is not a bad thing.
我想一个人从来没有哭过的人，恐怕是心里头最刚硬的人。
And those who have not cried before, maybe you have the most hardened heart.
我们的主耶稣在克西马尼园里头，他大声爱哭。
Our Lord Jesus cried out loudly in the Garden of Gethsemane.
使徒保罗在以弗所的时候，他也是昼夜流泪祷告，为了以弗所的教会。
Apostle Paul also cried day and night in Ephesus for the church's sake.
地上有许多的苦难。
There are many trials in this world.
地上有许多的眼泪。
There are many tears on this world.
神也许可这件事临到你我身上。
And God allowed those things to happen to us.
你知道为什么吗
？Do you know why？
我们能够成了祭司。
That we can become the priest。
祭司是什么意思
What do you mean by the priest?
我们的主耶稣是一个祭司，是个大祭司。
Our Lord Jesus is a high priest.
他能够体恤你我的软弱。
He can understand your weakness and mine.
我们可以把我的一百万，如果我有一百万的话，我可以把一百万给一个乞丐。
If I have $1 million, I can give it to a beggar.
但是我没有办法体会、了解与他表同情，他当乞丐的那种痛苦、那种受伤的感觉。
But I cannot identify or understand this beggar's experience, his suffering.
但是我们的耶稣基督可以。
But our Lord Jesus can.
他是100%的神。
He's 100% God.
他是100%的人。
He's also 100% man.
他经过人生的许多的痛苦跟难处。
He has experienced many suffering and difficulties in life.
他能够安慰我们。
He can comfort us.
今天你我也是一样。
Similarly for you and I today,
走十字架的道路,
to walk on the path of the cross,
经历了十字架的苦难,
to experience the suffering of the cross,
我们也流泪,
we have tears.
但是我们在这一头, 我们能够把神的生命性情能够组织在我们的里头,
that we can have the character of God within us,
我们能够怜悯别人,
that we can have mercy on others,
我们把福音传给别人,
share the gospel to others.
那么今天这整个18节的里头, 我们基本上可以分成两段。
So in this 18 verses, I want to separate into two sections.
第一段从第一节一直到第十节。
The first one is from verse 1 to 10.
那么简单来讲，就讲到有人讲到空的坟墓，复活的耶稣或得胜的耶稣。
We can talk about the empty tomb, the Lord of Resurrection, the Lord of Victory.
那第二段从十一节到十八节，我们讲到耶稣向摩大拉玛利亚显现。
And then from 11 to 18, that Jesus appeared to Mary.
在我们讲这段圣经之前，我们要提到三处的圣经。
But before I share about this passage, I want to mention three other passages.
那么我们从旧约里来看。
From the Old Testament.
我们知道旧约有一个图画，有一个故事，一个预表，就是约拿的故事。
We know there's a story that pictures this story, and that's the story of Jonah.
约拿在 在海里，在鱼肚子里头待了多久？
So how many days were Jonah in the stomach of the whale?
待了多久？
How long?
三天三夜，对不对？
Three days and night.
这个是预表耶稣基督在死亡为我们而死，在阴间的里头，他经历了三天三夜。
That's to review, to prophesy that our Lord Jesus is also in death for 3 days and night.
但当然，旧约里头我们跟你讲到。 耶稣从死里复活。
And Old Testament did not talk about Jesus rose from death.
比如说在诗篇的里头，我就很简单，在诗篇的里头，大卫十六篇就讲到，他不将他的圣者见朽坏，他不把他的圣者放在阴间的里面。
For example, it did talk about in the Old Testament that our Lord, he would not cause the saints to be corrupted in Hades.
这是旧约的预言。
This is a prophecy from the Old Testament.
耶稣从死里复活是根据神的话。
That according to the word of God, that Jesus rose from death.
第二处的圣经。
The second passage.
我们都非常熟悉的，就在马太福音的里头。
Familiar with in Matthew.
耶稣向门徒说。
Jesus told the disciples.
他说他要上耶路撒冷去。
He needs to go to Jerusalem.
那么受长老、祭司、文士许多的痛苦。
And will go through many suffering from the scribes and the Pharisees.
然后被杀,
and then he will be killed.
然后最重要的, 第三日, 第三日复活,
and then he will rise from death on the third day.
耶稣在还没上十字架之前死以前, 他就宣告了,
so before Jesus died, he had proclaimed these words.
我们有旧约的预言,
there's the prophecy from the Old Testament.
我们有新约的预言,
we have prophecy from the New Testament.
耶稣自己的预言,
his own testimony.
第三,
thirdly,
我们讲到耶稣从死里复活以后向门徒显现。
We talk about when Jesus rose from death, he appeared to the disciples.
我想这个是记载在哥林多前书15章第5节到第8节那边所说的。
And it was recorded in 1 Corinthians chapter 15.
那么我们很清楚第一个向谁显现，我们讲到摩大拉玛利亚可能第一个，那么在这里头 就想到像彼得显现。
Is we know that first he appeared to Mary, and here it's mentioned that then he appeared to Peter.
第二个人进入，他向十二个门徒显现。
And then here it clearly said that he appeared to the 12 disciples.
后来向五百多个弟兄显现。
And later he appeared to about 500 some disciples.
后来向雅各显现。
And later on appeared to James.
保罗最后讲说，最后也向我显现。
And Paul finally said he appeared to me also.
他本来是一个反对耶稣的。
Before he was against Jesus.
他是打击神的儿女基督徒的。
And he would persecute the Christians.
但他遇见了耶稣。
But after he encountered Jesus.
复活的耶稣。
The Jesus who rose from death.
说反过来, 他来传扬耶稣。
And he turned around and he started preaching about Jesus.
最后他为耶稣舍命。
And finally he died for Jesus.
所以我们讲到有旧约的预言、新约的预言, 特别讲到他向他的门徒显现。
So we have the prophecy from the Old Testament, prophecy from the New Testament, and finally appeared to the disciples.
耶稣复活, 这件事情是非常的重要。
The resurrection of Jesus is very important.
为什么?
Why?
因为可以兼顾你我的信心。
Because it can strengthen your faith and mine.
如果耶稣说他死了，从三天以后要复活， 如果他没有复活， 我们还会相信圣经吗？ 我们要相信耶稣基督吗？
If Jesus does not rise from death, will we still believe in him? Will we still believe in the scriptures?
耶稣还没有复活以前， 门徒非常害怕。
Before Jesus resurrected, the disciples had a lot of fear.
他们把门关起来,
they closed the door.
因为害怕犹太人,
because they are afraid of the Jews.
没有我们也知道,
but we know that later on he appeared to the 12 disciples.
后来东马不在,
but then Thomas was not there.
有人说那个东马那天大概请假了，或者太忧伤了，或者去虾品去了，都到哪里去了？
Some people said that he was so sad that he just took a day off and went shopping or something.
东马说，除非我看见耶稣复活的耶稣。
And Thomas said, if I only see myself about this Jesus who resurrected.
除了看见他手上的钉痕。
If I can touch the scars from his hands.
所以用指头深入那钉痕。
And put my fingers through that.
又用手探入他的肋旁。
And then touch his side with my hands.
我总不信。
Otherwise, I won't believe.
耶稣从死里复活,
Jesus rose from death.
能够保守，能够坚固你我的信心。
It can strengthen your faith and mine.
他从死里复活,
when he rose from death,
所有信耶稣的人,
all those who believe,
将来我们都要一同复活。
We will also rise from death.
现在我们回到 第一个问题, 耶稣什么时候向玛利亚显现？
Now we go back to the first question. When did Jesus appear to Mary?
七日的第一日清早。
It's on the early on the first day of the week.
七日的第一日。
First day of the week.
这个是约翰福音特别的所在。
And this is especially recorded in the book of John.
七日的第一日到底代表些什么？
What does it represent with this first day of the week?
七日的第一日清早天还黑的时候,
when it was still dark,
我们也知道耶稣向玛利亚显现,
you know that Jesus appeared to Mary.
当然之前他也向这个然后后来向门徒显现,
and later on he appeared to the other disciples.
七日的第一日是哪一天?
First day of the week, which day would that be?
Sunday, 对不对?
Sunday.
那么我们今天敬拜主就在主日，就在礼拜天。
So today we worship God in this day.
那么主日的前一天是哪一天？
So the day before the Lord's Day, which day would that be?
是哪一天？ 礼拜六, 对不对？
Saturday.
那么犹太人他们有特别的日子叫什么？
And Jews have a special day.
安息日, 对不对?
It's called the Sabbath day.
但是我们知道耶稣在安息日仍然在阴间里头 仍然还没有从死里复活。
And we know that even on the Sabbath day, our Lord Jesus was still in Hades, had not resurrected yet.
其实在第一日早晨天还黑的时候，耶稣从死里复活。
Early on the first day, when it was still dark, Jesus rose from death.
就好像我上礼拜我们姊妹交通见证，如果人在基督里头，就是新造的人，旧事已过，都成新的。
My sister has shared last week, if anyone who is in Christ is a new creation, all have passed.
我们敬拜主在礼拜天。
We worship the Lord on Sunday.
你知道那个之后，我们讲到复活节，那么犹太人来讲，下一个节日是什么节日？
So we talk about Easter to the Jews. Do you know what's the next festival?
是不是五旬节
？Pentecost，
对不对？
嗯哼。
五旬节在礼拜天喽。
And Pentecost on a Sunday.
这个我们讲到七日的第一日，这是一个特别的日子。
So when we talk about the first day of the week, that's a special day.
耶稣从死里复活。
Jesus rose from death.
在第二节里头，我们就可以看到一件事情。
So on the second verse, we see something there.
彼得和约翰，他们因着玛利亚的报告，他们就要到坟墓去看耶稣。
Peter and John, because of the report from Mary, they want to come and see Jesus.
为什么他们要到坟墓去？
And why do they want to come to the tomb?
你等等可以交通。
And we can share that later.
但是在这第二节里头，有一个特别的事，就是耶稣所爱的门徒。
But there's a special phrase here that is the one Jesus loved, the disciple that Jesus loved.
我们就知道这个耶稣所爱的门徒是指的谁。
We know that who that's referring to.
约翰，对不对
？John.
他是耶稣所爱的门徒。那么在这里我们要提到三点。第一点，耶稣所爱的门徒。
So we can mention three points about the disciple that Jesus loved.
使徒约翰的秘诀在哪里
？What is his secret, the apostle John?
就好像在犹大书里头讲到一句话，要保守自己，藏在神的爱中。
It's like the book of Jude had mentioned that we are to preserve in the love of Christ.
我们就成了耶稣所爱的门徒。
To become a disciple that Jesus loved.
第二件事。
Secondly,
彼得跟约翰跟彼得怎么会在一起呢
？Why is Peter and John together?
我们都知道彼得活着耶稣几次啊
？We know how many times Peter had denied Jesus.
我们都知道他活着三次。
Three times he denied Jesus.
可能其他的门徒。就觉得非常不服气，觉得这个彼得非常不够义气。
And maybe the other disciple think that Peter is a traitor.
可能会非常讨厌彼得。
Maybe they don't like Peter.
我感谢主，彼得跟约翰能够在一起，到坟墓那里去。
Thank God that Peter was still with John and they went to the tomb together.
我们都知道这个约翰他本来的生命性情，他是一个骄傲的性情，一个性情浮躁的性情，因为他叫做雷子，对不对？
We know that John had a very violent temper because he was called the son of thunder.
感谢主，使徒约翰最后就成了一个耶稣所爱的门徒，他是一个讲的爱讲的最多的使徒。
We thank God that he became a disciple that Jesus loved and he talked about love the most.
但是在这里有一件事情啊，那个当玛利亚去报告说耶稣不见了，耶稣在坟墓里头空的，那么耶稣不见了，我们是不是觉得玛利亚会相信耶稣从死里复活
？So there's something strange here. When Mary reported that Jesus was gone from the tomb, do you think she believed that Jesus will rise from death?
可能不是
，Maybe not，
因为他只是想到坟墓那里去。
But she just want to go to the tomb.
她只是想找到耶稣的身体。
She just want to find the body of Jesus.
她并没有期望耶稣从死里复活。
She was not expecting Jesus will be rising from death.
那么我们如果接下来看，比如第三节、第四节，那彼得跟约翰呢？他们是不是相信耶稣从死里复活呢
？So if we look at verse 3 and 4, What about Peter and John? Do they believe that Jesus will rise from death?
可能也不一定.
Maybe not.
他们的想法是什么?
What were they thinking?
我可以想到三点.
I can thought of three things.
他说那个摩大玛利亚, 清早还天黑的时候, 他大概看不清楚, 这个第一点.
So they may be thinking that because it was so dark, Mary did not see clearly.
坟墓是空的吗? 他们不确定.
Is the tomb really empty? They're not sure.
第二点, 可能玛利亚看到那个石头滚开，她就害怕，然后她就跑走了。
Maybe Mary had thought that the stone was rolled away, and she was afraid, and she ran away.
那么第三点,
so third,
彼得跟约翰他们是跑到坟墓那里去，你看见没有？是跑到坟墓那里去。
So we see that Peter and John were running towards the tomb.
实际上跟玛利亚一样，他们的期望不是看到耶稣从死里复活。
So similar to Mary, their expectation is not that Jesus had risen from death.
他们看到了，他们看到耶稣的身体，死的身体。
They did not see the body of our Lord Jesus.
然后从第五节到第八节， 如果我们去看的时候， 有人懂得原文的，就讲到有三个看。
So from verse 5 to verse 8, you can see that there are three they see.
第五节低头往里看， 就看见细麻布还放在那里。
And they bent over and looked. There are three of those look.
只是没有进去。
But then they did not go in. This is John.
这个看， 我想是我们所说的理智的了解，理智的看。
And this look is probably from the will.
一个弟兄叫我翻译，翻作英文可以说，请安哥有没有翻译一下？ Perceive and understand.
他们看到了就明白。看到。
好像用肉眼睛去看，这第一个看。在第六节，西门彼得随后也到，进坟墓里去，就看见细麻布放在那里。这第二个看。
So in verse 6 that Peter went and he saw the strips of linen lying there. That's the second look.
那么这原来这个看事实是什么意思？
So what did that seeing mean?
那个弟兄们翻译 filter， 按后面怎么翻中文？经过过滤。
过滤
，filter，
过滤，对不对？这个好像看秀一样，看电影一样。啊
，theater。所以，这个不容易。电影院。看一场秀。It's
like looking a show, watching a show in a theater.
这是第二个看。That's
the second looking.
再感谢主，在第八节里头用另外一个看。
We thank God that in verse 8 there's another word for the look.
先到坟墓的那门徒也进去。那这个人是谁？当然是约翰了。约翰比较年轻啊，可能跑得快一点啊。And
then he said that the other disciple who reached the tomb first and went inside, who would that be? Probably that is John because he's younger, so he went faster.
看见就信。
He saw and believed.
这个第三个信。
This is the first third look.
这个信我们可以说知道，也换作 know 认识或者
And this belief we can say that knowing it or recognizing it.
但是在这里头很奇怪，我们都知道在第九节里头也很奇怪，所以约翰为什么这样记载？因为他们还不明白圣经的意思，就是耶稣要必要从死里复活。
But strangely, John put down in verse 9 said they still do not understand from the scripture that Jesus had to rise from the dead.
在这里或许我们有解释，有不同的解释。
Maybe we have different explanation here.
简单来讲，我们提到两点。
But briefly, I can mention two points.
神的话，同一段圣经，不管你念了多少遍，你再念的时候，你总是有新的亮光。
The Word of God, no matter how many times you read it, you should always have new revelation.
有时候我们觉得，哎呀，我真是得了神的话，我得了神的启示，这个太好了。
And sometimes we feel very good when we have new revelation from God.
但是我们真正的明白圣经吗？
But do we truly understand the scriptures?
我们真的认识耶稣吗？
Do we truly understand and know our Lord?
可能不一定。
Maybe not.
许多时候，什么时候是真正的认识神的话？
When do we truly understand the Word of God?
神许可患难，试炼临到你我。 我们在患难的里头走十字架的路，从这里我们就认识了圣经，认识了神的事情。
God allowed this suffering and trials come to our life so that we can understand through those things the scripture. The first understanding may be just from the head. The second understanding is through lives.
我现在来到第二个问题，玛利亚为什么不认识耶稣？
Let me ask the second question. Why did Mary did not recognize Jesus?
为什么？
Why?
为什么她不认识耶稣？
Why did she, can she not recognize Jesus?
我想会注意读主的话。You
have to pay attention to the word of God here.
十三节告诉我们，天使对玛利亚说：“妇人，你为什么哭？” 她说：“因为有人把我主挪去，我不知道他放在哪里。”
So verse 13 says, they asked her, woman, why are you crying? They have taken my Lord away, she said.
然后14节, 这个是一个转机啊，就是玛利亚的转机在里头。
And 14 is the turning point for Mary.
然后14节，然后到15节，14节说了这话，就转过身来。
And so at this, she turned around and saw.
看见耶稣站在那里。
Saw Jesus standing there.
但却不知道是耶稣,
but did not realize that it was Jesus.
请问弟兄姊妹朋友们,
can you help me here?
玛利亚在耶稣向他说话以前, 她是面向什么方向?
So when Mary was talking to Jesus, what was she facing?
她绝对不是面向耶稣, 对不对?
She was not facing Jesus.
所以她才会转过头来。
So she needs to turn around.
玛利亚面向什么东西?
So what was her direction? What is she facing?
是不是面向坟墓吗?
To the tomb?
这是她方向的问题啊。
This is the problem of the direction.
真感谢主。
But thank the Lord.
神有恩典。
God had the grace.
耶稣在这里头没有一句责备的话。
There's no rebuking from Jesus because of this.
然后显明他的爱,
to reveal his love.
耶稣在这里头, 下面看见, 他乃是要引发玛利亚的信心。
We see that Jesus wants to start up the faith of Mary again.
耶稣问他说, 妇人为什么哭? 找谁呢?
And Jesus said, woman, why are you crying? Who is it you are looking for?
为什么哭?
Why are you crying?
这是他问题的所在。
This is the question he was asking.
找谁呢?
Who are you looking for?
这个是他第二个问题的所在。
And this is the key to his question.
我们可以说, 玛利亚为什么不认识耶稣?
We can say why Mary did not recognize Jesus.
或许我们说因为她太爱耶稣了，她流了眼泪，她有许多眼泪，以至于眼睛模糊了。
Maybe we can say she loved Jesus so much, she wept so much that the tears had covered her eyes.
另外一种可能，他不认识耶稣，耶稣从死里复活以后，他有改变。
Maybe another possibility after Jesus rose from death, she changed.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
信了耶稣，我们不只是开始的时候把耶稣基督接到我们心中来，接到我们的灵，住在我们的灵的里头，心中。 我们的灵里头得了拯救。
After we receive Jesus, not only we receive him into our heart in the beginning.
那救恩不停在这里。
The salvation that did not stop there.
所以我们提到经常喜欢不喜欢听到的话，就是背十字架。
So we will hear things that we don't like to hear is that we need to carry the cross.
十字架简单来讲，不是自我为中心。
In other words, for the cross is not self-centered.
乃是以神为中心。
But God centered.
像主耶稣来了，他说：“我来了不是按照我自己的意思行，乃是按照神的旨意行。”
Jesus said, "I came not to do according to my own will, but rather to the will of God."
一个信耶稣的人，他的思想、情感、意志，慢慢的能够转变向耶稣。
A person who believes in Jesus, his will and emotion will slowly turn toward Jesus.
更像耶稣。
To be more like Jesus.
这个是。 第二个拯救叫魂里头的拯救。
This is the salvation, the second salvation that's for the soul.
但是救恩不停在这里。
But the salvation did not pass here.
我们这个身体会生病的身体，软弱的身体，需要得了拯救。
The body so weak that can get sick We need that to be saved too.
耶稣复活以后,
After Jesus' resurrection,
你知道我有不同, 他可能有身体, 但是有好像有肉, 但是没有血, 有人这样讲, 我想这个是解释圣经的一个问题。
Some people would say that he had the flesh, but there's no blood, you know.
所以因为我们人为什么会败坏? 因为人有血, 所以东西会败坏。
We can't be corrupted because we have blood in us. The body of resurrection is glorious. It's not limited by time and space. We know that when the disciples were afraid, they closed the door, but Jesus just appeared going through the wall and say peace to you all.
我们可以说玛利亚不认识主乃是因为耶稣的身体有改变。
We can say that Mary did not recognize Jesus. Maybe there's a change in Jesus' body.
但是如果我们仔细看圣经的话，我们或许会觉得玛利亚太伤心。
But if we look carefully, maybe Mary just was so sad.
我想你我都是一样，在伤心的里头，我们很容易以自我为中心。
I think you and I are similar. When we are very sad and sorrowful, we'll become self-centered.
我们可能会思想到我们自己的孤单。
We will think about our own loneliness.
我们会讲到我们自己的丧失损失。
And we will only think about our loss.
我们想到我们自己的痛苦。
Our own suffering.
这个是人之常情。
This is reasonable.
就像你我一样。
Just like you and I.
但是那个自我为中心的生命会带来什么结果？
But the self-centered life will bring you something.
就是到一个地步不认识耶稣。
To a point that you would not recognize Jesus.
就是活在自己的里头的人，所要付的代价变成不认识主。
That you will live, dwell within yourself, and you become to a point that you will not recognize Jesus.
为什么认识主那么重要？
So why is it so important to recognize our Lord?
我们用使徒保罗所说的一句话。
And Apostle Paul had a phrase.
他说这个是我们非常非常熟悉的，他将万事看作有损。
And it's very familiar to us. He said he counted all things as loss.
我以认识我主基督耶稣为至宝。
He counted to know our Lord Jesus Christ as the most precious.
我为他已经丢弃万事。
For his sake he has put aside all things.
看作粪土。
To be rubbish.
我要得着基督。
So that he can receive Christ.
第一个问题,
the first question,
成长你我的警戒,
become a warning for you and I.
我们不要像玛利亚活在自己的里头。
Do not be like Mary to dwell, live within yourself.
相对我们要活在耶稣基督的里面。
But we need to live in Jesus Christ.
第二点,
second point,
我们要寻找耶稣。
We are to seek Jesus.
不是在坟墓中的耶稣。
Not the Jesus who was in the tomb.
从死里复活的耶稣。
But the Jesus who resurrected from death.
怎么寻找耶稣？
How do you seek after the Lord?
借着你我的信心来寻找复活的耶稣。
By faith that we are to seek him.
耶稣基督成了你我的意象。
Our Lord Jesus Christ become our vision.
唯一的意象。
The only vision.
我们如果离开了他, 我们就不能做什么。
Apart from him, we cannot do anything.
我们都知道那个变化山上的故事。
We know the story about the transfiguration.
耶稣带了彼得、雅各和兄弟约翰就上了高山。
So Jesus took Peter, John, and James to the mountain.
那么耶稣在那里变了形象。
At that mountain, Jesus transfigured.
然后彼得就讲说，这里很好，那么我们要为耶稣、为摩西、为以利亚盖了三座的棚子。And
Peter, when he woke up, he said that this is good. I will set up three tents, one for Jesus, one for Moses, and one for Elijah.
讲天上的父亲有感觉。There's
a feeling in the Father in heaven.
他说你们要单单 看着耶稣, 因为他是我的爱子。
He said, you are to look to this Jesus because he is my beloved son.
门徒非常的害怕。
And the disciples become afraid.
可能眼睛都闭起来。
And maybe they close their eyes.
当他眼睛张开的时候,
when they open up their eyes again,
他没有看见什么,
they cannot see anything else.
Only see Jesus.
只看到耶稣。
是今天你我的秘诀。
Is that the secret to your life and mine?
活在复活的生命里头的一个秘诀。
To live in the life of resurrection, that's the secret.
今天也求主施恩怜悯我们。
May God have mercy upon us.
我们可能也一样的，我们会把人高于我们的主耶稣基督。
Maybe sometimes we look to people higher than our Lord Jesus.
也许是摩西。
Maybe it's Moses.
也许是以利亚。
Maybe it's Elijah.
也许是神所重用的仆人。
Maybe a servant that was used heavily by God.
但在跟从这个 复活的道路当中，我们也只能看耶稣。
But in this path of the cross, the resurrection, we must only focus on Jesus.
为什么？
Why?
因为我们若看人，我们可能就要跌倒。
Because if we look to people, we will fall.
我们可能会灰心。
We will be discouraged.
因为没有一个人是完全的。
Because there's no person is perfect.
比如说，摩西的哥哥跟他的妹妹，他的姐姐是谁？
For example, Moses' brother and sister, who are they?
他们看摩西，他们嫉妒摩西，以至于他们跌倒。
They look at Moses and they are envious of Moses and they fall.
旧约中最伟大的先知，我们看到他的故事最过瘾的就是以利亚。
Even the greatest prophet, Elijah.
他可以祷告神，然后天上降火下来，把那个祭把它烧了。
He can pray to God and God will send fire to burn the offering.
但是这个人曾经也有过灰心的时候。
But this person also had a time of discouragement.
他就知道当时的王，皇后要杀他的时候，他就害怕起来逃走，他要求死。
At the time when the king and the queen want to kill him, he escaped and he wanted to die.
我们看以利亚，我们同样要灰心。
We can see that Elijah will also be discouraged.
但是我们如果一直看耶稣, 那就不同。
But if we look upon to our Lord Jesus, it will be different.
比如说以赛亚书42章第四节这边，我念点就好。他不灰心，也不上胆。
In Isaiah chapter 42, he said, He's not discouraged, and he did not lose heart, and he is not fearful.
另外一个翻译讲到, not discouraged.
Not discouraged.
那么这个我们只要一直看耶稣，难怪希伯来书11章就告诉我们，我们要仰望信心创始成终的耶稣。
And no wonder Hebrews 11 tells us we are to look to the author and the finisher of faith, that's Jesus.
希伯来书11章，十章刚讲到许多的见证人。
It talks about many witnesses in that chapter.
但是没有提到哪一个人是我们应当仰望的。
But did not mention any person we should look to.
只有仰望耶稣。
Only to Jesus.
这是一个过着得胜复活生命的秘诀。
And this is the secret to have a life, a victorious life.
耶稣要玛利亚转向他。
Jesus want Mary to turn around towards him.
要玛利亚看着他。
He want Mary to look at him.
他就能够活在神的面前。
Then she can live before God.
不活在自己的里头,
and not living within herself.
不活在自己忧伤痛苦的里面,
not living in the sorrow of her own.
但是不活在自己眼泪的里头,
and not living in the tears of her own.
方向乃是转向耶稣,
the direction is when you turn to Jesus.
这个现在就讲一些见证,
I want to give the testimony.
一个见证，最近我们有一个Spring的同事，
and there's a co-worker at Spring.
他突然醒悟过来，
and he awoke suddenly.
他要起来服侍主。
He wants to serve the Lord.
他曾经是当过兵的。
He was in the military at one time.
他也在去年也去过了伊拉克。
And last year he had been to Iraq. In Iraq, God revealed to him a lot.
他在伊拉克的时候,
and he almost lost his life in Iraq.
另外他说他人生的路程的当中有好几次面临死亡的边缘。
In this path, that he has faced death many times.
他的生命是神所给的生命。
God gives his life to him.
他活着不是为了自己。
To live is not for himself,
那是为了神。
But for God.
在这之前, 神在他身上做一些特别的复兴的工作。
So before that, God had to do some revival work in him.
他本来跟他的妻子的关系不是很好。
He did not have a good relationship with his wife before.
反过来讲, 他用主的爱来爱他的妻子。
He used the love of God to love his wife.
他跟他的儿子的关系也不是很好。
He did not have a good relationship with his son.
但主的爱在他身上, 他能够爱他的儿子。
But with the love of Christ, he can love his son.
他跟他的女儿的关系也不是很好。
He did not have a very good relationship with his daughter.
但是神的爱使他恢复了跟女儿美好的关系。
But with the love of God, he revived the relationship with his daughter.
他要起来跟随主。
He wanted to get up and follow the Lord.
他要起来服侍主。
And to serve the Lord.
我想这是神给每个人信心都不同。
And God gives every person different faith.
我们不一定要模仿别人外面的信心的行为。
We do not need to imitate the outside action of another brother.
但是我们要跟随耶稣在你我里头的信心起来服侍主。
But we need to follow the faith that Jesus has given us. Stand up and serve the Lord.
方向的问题。
It's a question of the direction.
我记得两个故事。
I remember there are two stories.
这个如果你去看那个人生标杆的，Rick Warren他讲过一个见证。
If you remember the testimony given by Rick Warren on the purpose-driven life.
他说有一个弟兄啊，他的女儿刚学开车，非常exciting，可是第一天就出了车祸。
And he said that his daughter was very excited to start to drive, but on the first day she had an accident.
然后他在路边等候的时候，突然看到路边有一张纸。
And as she was waiting on the road, and she saw a piece of paper on the road.
那个纸就是那个主日的信息的大纲。
And it's the outline of the Sunday message.
那么他本来里头充满了烦恼愤怒哦，那个看看怎么样能够教训他的女儿。
Oh, this is the father who saw that waiting for. So he was kind of upset and wanted to think about how to rebuild his daughter, but then he saw this.
但他看到主的话,
so he saw the word of God.
主的话进入他的心中,
and the word entered into his heart.
这个父亲转变,
and he changed.
虽然他帮助他的女儿怎么样赚钱，怎么样能够还债。
And he helped his daughter how to make money and to pay for these.
但是这个父亲的心是一个神的爱的心。
And the heart of the father is like the heart of the love of God.
我们去芝加哥的时候，我们也听到一个交通跟见证。
And when I was in Chicago, I heard this testimony.
听到姐姐跟妹妹的一件事情。
A relationship between two sisters.
那个姐姐先做事，也买了新车，买了全新的车。
And the older sister had started to work and bought a brand new car.
可是，然后这个车还很大方，让妹妹来开。
And she's very generous. She allowed her younger sister to drive it.
但是也一样的，那妹妹不小心一下又出了车祸。
And suddenly, this young sister had an accident.
大的车祸。
And it's very big, big accident.
然后这个整个车就成了一堆的废铁。
And the car is all total become a waste of metals.
感谢主，这个姊妹她的方向是耶稣。
But thank God, this sister, her direction is toward Jesus.
她的方向是生命。
His direction was towards life.
问她说你有没有受伤啊？
She asked, "Are you hurt?"
她说没有。
She said, "No."
她说没有关系，那个车只不过是一堆的废铁罢了。
It's okay, that car is only a bunch of wasted metals.
然后之后，后来一个礼拜当中，他就安慰他的妹妹，每一天买一个特别的点心来安慰他的妹妹。
And she continued to comfort her younger sister that every day she would buy some dessert for her. So we see that the continue to say that about the reaction of Jesus.
爱的反应,
the reaction of love.
没有责备,
there's no rebuke.
问问题引发玛利亚的信心,
to ask a question to stir up the faith of Mary.
你为什么哭?
Why are you crying?
你到底找谁?
Who are you looking for?
然后就第二个反应, 我们都知道耶稣叫玛利亚, 然后玛利亚就回过头来, 然后叫耶稣拉波尼, 就是夫子。
And we know that the reaction is she turned around and cried out in Aramaic, Rabboni.
然后我们也知道, 最后一个耶稣的反应是什么?
We know that what was Jesus' final reaction?
耶稣知道, 可能玛利亚会摸他。
He knows that Mary may want to touch him.
其实说不要摸我,
and Jesus said, do not touch me because I have not ascended to heaven yet.
我们知道耶稣后来也让其他门徒摸他的身体,
we know that later on Jesus let other disciples to touch him.
但在这里头,
and it seems that he had not ascended to heaven to see his father yet.
在圣经里头好像没有明说。
It seems like it's not very clear in the scripture here.
耶稣到天上去的目的到底在哪里?
What is the purpose for Jesus to go to heaven?
把他的血, 把他的宝血, 把他十字架的伤痕, 显明, 现在神的父神的面前, 在神的宝座的面前。
To show his wound, to his blood that he has shed to our Heavenly Father.
意思就是说,
or maybe saying that I have paid the penalty for the people in the world. I have accomplished the will of God.
天上的父,
Heavenly Father, you can forgive all those who are willing to believe in you.
所以耶稣在这里头,
so finally Jesus said that my resurrection is also your resurrection.
他说,
and my God is your God.
最后我来交通一个真实的见证。
And finally I want to give you a true testimony.
综合一下, 我们应该不活在自己的里头, 我们应该寻找 这个从死里复活的耶稣,
to conclude that we should not live within ourselves but to live towards the one who gave us the faith, the Lord of Resurrection.
有一个妈妈,
there's a mother,
她的女儿生病了,
her daughter was sick.
你知道生什么病吗?
What kind of sickness do you know?
白血球过低的过低症。
It's very low in the count of white blood cells.
或者我们说什么，在有有一个terminal叫什么，医学上面 leukemia 还是什么东西，是不是这样？
There's a terminology for that. Maybe it's leukemia. Leukemia.
这个孩子一岁半。 就16个月,
this daughter is only year and a half, only 16 months old.
每两个礼拜就要发烧高烧一次,
every 2 weeks she will have a high fever.
然后这妈妈就是白天晚上都要照顾, 连续两个礼拜,
and this mother has to take care of her day to night in these 2 weeks.
妈妈还祷告,
so the mother was praying.
妈妈是信耶稣的,
she's a believer.
但是好像祷告好像没有什么功效.
It seems that it's not effective.
那么从医生方面的反应就是说，他医生已经尽了他的能力，他说只能到这里为止。
And doctor said, I have done all I can. This is all I can do.
意思就是说, 没有希望。
In other words, it's hopeless.
那么这个姊妹不只是这样子。 她的祷告是什么? 她说神啊, 你不是说你的应许, 如果我们祷告, 你求饼, 你就不会把石头给我。
But the mother kept on praying, said, didn't you say, Lord Jesus, if we ask for a bread, you will not give me a stone?
但是你所给我的不是饼, 是石头。
But you have given me not the bread, but it's a stone.
你看我这样不断的一年半的时间在那里受苦, 在那里祷告, 可是没有结果。
For year and a half, I'm praying, I'm suffering, but there's no result.
他不止这样, 他知道在雅各书里头的记载。
Not only that, she remembered the recording in the book of James.
他说你要请教会的弟兄长老来抹油为你的女儿祷告。
You ask the elders of the church to come and anoint the person and then pray for them.
但是好像永远是没有结果。
But it seems that there's no result.
神啊, 你的答案在哪里?
God, where is your answer?
他想象中的神, 他这位神可能就是一个警察。
Maybe thinking that God is only a policeman,
在空中专门找人家的麻烦,
always looking for troubles for people.
她想到警察, 她还想到她的父亲, 她跟她父亲的关系。
When she thought about the policeman, she thought about the relationship with her father.
她想到她的父亲, 她就伤心, 就流眼泪。
And when she thought about her father, she became sad and cried.
她的父亲是一个非常节俭的人。
Her father is very,
very frugal.
Very frugal person.
那么东西除非花在必要的东西上面, 譬如说 birthday party, 他认为这个是浪费, 他有一开着 birthday party, 简直是个浪费。
He only spent money what it ought to, in thinking that birthday party is just a waste.
他爸爸也喝酒。
And her father also drank.
在他13岁的生日, 他快快乐乐, 他请了一些最好的朋友来参加他的 party.
At her 13th birthday, she invited many friends to have a birthday party.
可是父亲一回来就骂他。
But the father came home and scolded her.
他说, you are ugly.
说你很丑。
没有人会爱你。
Nobody will love you.
他非常的伤心。
She was very sad.
然后后来让他主安慰他。
And other people was comforting her.
这是他跟他父亲的关系。
This is the relationship she had with her father.
很奇妙,
but amazingly, our Lord finally spoke.
他听到了一个声音,
she heard a voice.
这个声音就突然, 而且圣经节进入他的心中,
a verse from the scriptures came into her heart.
就是在创世纪第二十二章第二节, 亚伯兰献以撒的故事。
In Genesis 22 verse 2 is the story about Abraham dedicating Isaac.
叫亚伯兰带他的独生的儿子，你所爱的以撒，然后到摩利亚山上，把他奉献给我。
That Abraham took his beloved son Isaac to the Mount Moriah to dedicate him.
马上主给他五个反应。
And immediately God gave the Lord gave her five reactions.
第一个,
responses.
First, 他知道神所要的是他的一岁半的女儿。
And she knew immediately God wants her year and a half old daughter.
第二个,
second,
他说我对我女的爱超过对主耶稣的爱。
She recognized that her love for her daughter is more than the love for God.
第三个,
third,
我所要的是我的旨意成就而不是神的旨意成就。
She wants her own will to be accomplished, but not God's.
第四个,
fourth,
他说我在 manipulate, 中文怎么翻译? 啊? 在操作, 他说我在操作神。
And I'm trying to manipulate God.
他说我觉得我已经做了我应该做的事。
She said, I have done all what I should.
他认为神应该回答他的祷告。
She felt that God should reply his her prayer.
她从来没有想到神可能把她的女儿带回到天上去。
And she thought about how can God take her daughter to heaven.
最后一个。
Finally,
什么是回答，什么是唯一最好的回答。
What is the best response?
他说我把自己完全的服在神面前，完全顺服他。
She said, I will totally commit myself to the Lord.
他就向神祷告。
So she prayed.
说主啊。
Say, Lord.
我信靠你。
I believe in you.
你如果要把我的女儿带走，就带走吧。
If you want to take my daughter, go ahead.
求你赦免我。
May you forgive me.
我没有信心。
I did not have the faith.
我也没有顺服。
I have not, did not have the obedience.
虽然你这样做，我不明白。
Even though I do not understand.
但主啊，我仍然爱你，我仍然信靠你。
But Lord, I will continue to love you and believe in you.
那结果是什么？
So what's the result?
还是你说充满了天上完全的平安。
She had the heavenly peace in her.
The battle was over. 征战已经过去了。
Okay, the battle is over.
她这个几个月来的愤怒、不满、痛苦，突然一下消失掉。
All this anger and sorrow over the past one disappeared suddenly.
六个礼拜以后，她带她的女儿去见医生。
After 6 weeks, she took her daughter to the doctor.
这个女儿好了。
And the daughter became well.
那 doctor 说这简直是不可能。
Doctor said this is impossible.
她说你的这个女儿的血小板是个正常的。
And her white blood cell is now normal.
她知道到底是怎么回事。
But she knows what had happened.
神医治了她的女儿。
God had healed her daughter.
最后一件事。
Finally, one last thing.
他说啊，现在应该好好打电话给我的父亲。
It's a time that I should call my father.
来改进我们的关系。
To improve our relationship.
这个是主所做的。
And this is the work of the Lord.
若有人在基督里头。
If anyone who is in Christ.
就是新造的人。
He's a new creation.
旧事已过，都成新的。
The old have passed, all become new.
我们乃是神的工作。
We are the workmanship of God,
在基督耶稣里所做成的。
Accomplished in our Lord Jesus Christ.
当然神祝福他自己的话。
May the Lord bless His word.
当然不活在我们自己的里面。
That we do not live it within ourselves.
天天仰望这位新创始成终的耶稣。
But look to the Lord who is the author and the finisher of faith.
寻找这位从死里复活的耶稣。
To seek after this Lord of resurrection.
在新的里头。
By faith.
因为神祝福他自己的话。
May God bless His word.
我时间交给吴老弟。